We're learning neither daf tezayin omer beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah bottom of tezayin omer al. Beis Shammai oimrim tzricha beis idim al kol tashmish v'tashmish oitz tishamish la'araneh. We know that you have to make a bedika of yasuka b'tayros. You have to make a bedika before tashmish and after tashmish. This Mishnah is talking about someone who's mishamish more than one time, multiple times in one night, multiple times. So the question is, you make a bedika before the first one and then a bedika after the last one. Or you have to make a bedika for each one. Beis Shammai holds, you have to make a bedika for each tashmish, you have to make a bedika. Why? Because just in case you want to know which tashmish you saw by, just in case you find out, you want to know when it happened, you don't want to know how many chatoyas she has to bring. So therefore Beis Shammai says, you have to have two bedika cloths for each tashmish, before and after for each tashmish. That's what you have to have. Or, tashmish or aner, or have a light on, and you'll check the bedika cloth to see if it's clean or not, in between the tashmish, and then you have it'll be the same thing like having new bedik clothes. That's what Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel, we know, daya v'shtei edim kol laila. It's enough for two edim the whole night, one before tashmish and one after tashmish, and both Beis Shammai still agree that you don't have to look at it at night. Only reason you have to look at it for Beis Shammai is because you don't want to use extra bedik cloth, but you have two for each tashmish, you just put them away and put them in order, and the next morning you'll check it out and see what happened overnight. If you don't have to check it at night, you can wait till the morning. Talk to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Afti Omra Mashamish Vitasa La'ahaner. Even though I raise a Maguna. Afti Bisham Mashamish Tasa La'ahaner, I raise a Maguna. And the Gemara later on tomorrow's daf, is explained this Bryce better. But Dr. Bryce, even though the Chum said that someone was Mashamish Mitasa La'ahaner with a light, I raise a Maguna, it's not nice, it's disgusting. Still, Beis Shammai Omrim Tzricha Shnei Idim Al Kol Tashmish Al Kol Tashmish. Either bring two bedik cloth for each tashmish, or the shamish laraner, or you just be mishamish laraner because you have to check the bedik cloth. And we'll see exactly what that means on tomorrow's daf. But it's the same thing like our Mishnah is saying. There's two eitzes by tashmish: either two bedik cloth each tashmish, or check the bedik laraner. Beis Hillel Omrim Daya B'Shnei Edim Kol Halayla. Shnei Edim Kol Laila. It's enough with two bedik cloths the whole night. One at the beginning and one at the end. Tanya, Omru Lehem Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel. Beis Shammai had a taina to Beis Hillel. So LeDevreichem, according to you, that hold that it's enough with one bedik at the beginning and one bedik at the end, and even though you had five tashmishim over the night, Leiches Shemeter Tehipas Dam Chara, it'll be Rishayna. Maybe on the first bia, she saw Dam. From the Chimer Tashmish, she saw Dam. But Techafena Shechazera, and the subsequent tashmish, covered it over with shechazera biyashnia, and then we make it the last bedika at the end of the night. That's not going to work because it's ready. The dam is gone. That was Beis Shammai's time of his hill. So Amalei Beis Hillel, can I come back over here? Amalei Beis Hillel, after the reichem, what's the whole purpose of the bedika? Leichesh acha reich b'seich hapeh. That maybe reich means the dam, seich hapeh means oisim makom. When the dam is in the oisim makom, shemanimuk v'hayluch loy. Maybe, he says, even for you made a bedika for tashmish, maybe shas tashmish saw dam, and then the shech v'zara of that tashmish covered it. So what does it help? Then no bedika helps. That is, well, for you, why is it any better? Amru lahem, so Beis Shammai said back to Hillel, v'she'ena doyme nimuk pamachas and nimuk shtei pa'am. It's not doyme one tashmish to two tashmishim. Two tashmishim, right, it's much more shech v'zara, that'll cover it much easier. So don't, that's not shekasha. I think my kasha on you is better, Zok Shammai. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua, Roya Ani is Divrei Beis Shammai. I see Beis Shammai's halacha. And that means what? That if it comes to make a tashmish a few times in a night, you have to use two bedik cloth for each one. Omer Loi Talmidav, Rebbe, Kama Harach Daleinu. You're making it very hard for us. If they want to be Beis Shammai a few times a night, they need a lot of bedikas. Omer Lahem, so they answered the Rebbe answered the Talmidim, it's better if I give you pain in this world. So you should have a long life in Olam Haba. You should have long days in Olam Haba. So Adkan the Gemara, the Mishnah talking about Sukkah B'Tayrus, Adkan. Rav Zera comes and says, we learn from here that even for us, who are not Sukkah B'Tayrus, we learn halach from here. Omar Rav Zera, Medivikul Nilmad, Bal Nefesh Lo Yivav Yishna. Rav Zera holds that Bal Nefesh shouldn't be boiled and be showing a boil again without a bedika. Because he says that even Beis Hillel holds you need a bedika after tashmish. Why? Because you think maybe she saw dam achmas chimer tashmish. So he says you should not be boiled again without a bedika in between. That's what he wanted to say. And we know it's not like that from the Gemara's four Libra Night class, really Rava's Tainam. So Rav Zeri is a different cool Numad, Bal Nefesh, even though we know that's all those things are Sukkah Retires, we're saying he sees a tzad. He sees a tzad, a Bal Nefesh, a guy who's a real tzaddik, he shouldn't be Mishamish, can't wait out of Badika. But Rava, I know, Boil Vashoina, no problem to Boil Vashoina, Kitanya Hila Tyrus. That whole halacha is dafka for Tyrus. But if it's not Matiris, you should not do a bedika. Like Libra Noikva, Tyrus speaks out. Tyrus speaks out, Rabbi Amma, I feel about Nefesh, so Lord, don't Libra Noikva, your parish. Even about Nefesh shouldn't do it, because Libra Noikva. That means that if she makes a bedika, the husband will get nervous. It's not good for Shalom Bayis. Taina Mahaki, Medvar Amurim, do you say you make a bedika before an appetizer, so Tyrus? I have a Labaila, the only Labaila is Mutaris. Umedvar Amurim, that you say you can let it be boiled out of bedika, Shanicha Bechasis Tyra. If you left, and you left, she was tar. If when you left the house last, she was tameh, she's always becheskas tuma. After time, I loy tar in until she said that she is tar. What?
She didn't say that you can.
No, she can't. No, she can't. No, you can't. If she's becheskas tuma. No, she's becheskas tuma. Then she until she says tar is not. This is a separate thing. This is medvar mur. This is going back to Isha made a bedika for Sukkah Batiris. Bodka ba'ed, she made a bedika before Tashmish, or she made a bedika before Tashmish, for Avad, and she lost the bedika. Asul Shamish Ash Tivdik. She's asked to Mishamish, told she checks again. Maskevlar of Elo, what do you mean? Elo Isa, Info was here, Milo Mishamish, so he left Mishamish without checking it. We spoke out on the Mishnah, that both Beisham and Beisil agree that you can leave it to tomorrow morning to check. You don't have to check it before. So, what's the difference if it got lost? Even if it would be here, you wouldn't have to check it. It's not a dimnyan. At least there, you have the dikloth for tomorrow, and you'll be able to check tomorrow, did something happen last night before. You don't have to check for tashmish because it's for tyrus. But at least there, you have the bearer in place. But here, if it got lost before the tashmish, you don't have the bearer in place, it's also a shamish adjective that. Now the Gemara is going to go to the sugya of Mishamish B'yem a little bit, and it's going to continue on tomorrow, daf, and a different Gemara. Omer Rav Yechon, also la'odom shishamish mitasa v'yoyim. It's also to have tashmish by day. Mikra, Rav Yechon learns that from a pasuk. Shnema, it says in the pasuk, yoyved yoyim yivalid boy. A day is made to give birth. V'halayla omar hoyre gever. Pregnancy should happen at night. So therefore, tashmish be at night. Laila nitin lihiroyin, v'yoyim nitin roin. The night is given for heroin to become pregnant, not the day. That's what Yechon's drasha. Shlokas is a different drasha. Shlokas is a mahacha. Boiza derach of yomus. Someone who's mevaza the derach, which derach means tashmish, then he should die. Now what does it mean? So Rashi explains, because if he's shamish by day, it's very light, and she might see something she doesn't like about his wife, and that's going to cause problems. Therefore, they should not be mishamish by day. Mishlokish, what? As I said, I also spoke about before that the Gemara tomorrow's daf is going to talk about that. Mishlokish, hay kro Rabbi Yechanan, my darish bay. Mishlokish, the pasuk of Rabbi Yechanan, what are we darshin? Mabayle, like a darish rachnina by papa. A darish rachnina by papa. So what does Mishlokish do the pasuk of Laila Hoira Geva? The pasuk that says, "Va'laila Oma Hoira Geva." What do you do with that pasuk? What does Shlokas do with that pasuk? When Ba'yulek Darish or Chnir Papa, Darish Chnir Papa, Oyse Malach Hamuna Laroyin, the Malach who's appointed on pregnancy, Laila Shema. His name is Laila. And what does he do? When Oytel Tipa, he takes a Tipa, Mida Fnei Kars Baruch Hu. He brings it to Hashem. Va'amel Afana Baruch Shleilam. Tipa Zumat Tehela. What does Tipa be? A Giber or a Chalosh? Should be strong or weak? Chacham or Tipish? Smart or silly? Ashurani, rich or poor, and Hashem decides. But Ilu Rosh Tzadik loy ka'amar. Rosh Tzadik is up to the person himself. That means, vice to his claw over here, even if a guy's a tippish, he could be a tzadik. Because Rosh Tzadik, that's up to the person himself. Like we find the Memra, Kirav Chanina, Domra Chanina, Kol B'dei Shemayim, everything comes from Hashem. You know, if you're rich or poor, man, it could be, rich or poor has nothing to do with what you do yourself. Everything comes from Shemayim. Chutz Meyir Shemayim. That comes from yourself. That's up to you to be have Yirah Shemayim. Rav Yechanan, it's a good drasha l'chayra. Laila hara gavet, a good drasha. So what is Rav Yechanan? How do Rav Yechanan write the dash and the gavet tashmish? Rav Yechanan said, you're right, that ikka drasha like you, but the order should have said gever hara. Why do I say hara gever? So Tara says, because we want to put Laila next to the word hara. Teach us that you're only supposed to get hara at night. Rav Yechanan, we can nicht draw gever hara, my hara gever, to teach us Laila nitin li hara and v'yem li nitin hara. And make sure that the word hara is next to the word Laila to teach us that Laila nitin li hara and v'yem li nitin hara. Rav Yechanan, what do you do with Rav Yechanan? What do you do with the pasuk of Shlokos? Boy is a drach of Yuma. So what is that talking about? Rav Yechanan, high crowd of Shlokos by Darisbe. Meboilei lechichsev b'sefer ben Tzira. We need it for the midos, the menhagim, and the good ways that it says in the sefer ben Tzira. Shloisha, the Gemara says about Sefer Ben Tzira that you shouldn't read it. It could be like Bittul Torah, but there are good things in Ben Tzira. Like the Gemara brings out something good thing. Who is Ben Tzira exactly? It's a big shayla. It's a tzad. It's a son of Yirmiyahu, and he came about in a certain way, an interesting way. But it might be the son of Yirmiyahu, Ben Tzira. Shloisha Sanesi. So Ben Tzira says there's three things I hate, but Arba lo yahafti, and the fourth one I just don't love. What are the things? Sar Hanirgal Beis Hamashtoyis, a Talmud Chacham who's ruggle in the bar. That's not a good thing. Talmud Chacham is ruggle in the bars, you know, in the place where they drink. Or V'Amrilah, it's all in the first one. The first one has three tzedadim. Either means Sar Hanirgal or V'Amrilah Sar Hanirgan. That means the Talmud Chacham that talks a lot. V'Amrilah Sar Hanirgas. That's a Talmud Chacham gets angry very easily, so it looks like a sugar. So that's what something Sanesi I hate. Another thing Sanesi is Vamoishev Sheves Bimeroime Kras. He puts his yeshiva right like in the middle of, you know, the Palisades Parkway, and everyone sees when they drive by, they see his big yeshiva right there in the middle. He makes like an overpass, you go right under the yeshiva. So that's like Gasei Aruach, to stand up your big sign right in the middle of the street. That you should put it in the corner. That's the second thing he doesn't like. Third thing he doesn't like is Va'oiches Ba'amo Mashtemayim, someone who holds on to his Aver and his Mashtin. Also, that's also something that's not good. Va'nichnas Lebeis Chaveroi Pisoim. And someone who walks into his house unannounced. Even to his own house, he should not walk into his own house unannounced. And that's not a good thing, because maybe they're doing something private, and you walked in on them, maybe they're doing something private. So these are the three things that he hated was the Talmud Chacham doesn't act properly, or he makes his yeshiva not properly, or he's oiches ba'amo mashtin. The fourth thing, going into house, that he says, loya hafti, I don't like it. And the Gemara goes further with a similar idea from Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Shimon ben Yochai, Abba Dvam Kadosh Baruch Hu, Soino v'ani eini oyavan, and I don't love it. Kadosh Baruch Hu hates these four things, I don't love it. And the Marasha speaks out, what do you mean? If Kadosh Baruch Hu hates it, so what do you mean you don't love it? You should hate it also. So Marasha speaks out because it says, L'sisna chicha b'levecha, a human can hate another human. There's no right for them to, unless he's a Rasha. But some of those mean that you don't like, you can't say, son, I don't hate it. We don't have a right, we don't like it. Hashem has a right to sanesi, but a human being doesn't have, l'sisna chicha b'levecha. And he's going to count four things which are similar to Ben Tzira, and Matt Hashem will see that on tomorrow's daf.